Dr. Brian Rieger sees kids suffering from concussions every day. He's director of the Concussion and Sports Concussion Program at SUNY Upstate in Syracuse.
A concussion is a mild traumatic brain injury that's caused by a blow or a jolt to the head. It disrupts the brain's functioning. In most cases, the brain looks normal and we don't see any evidence of injury, but we know it's been injured because it's not working properly.
Rieger says while there's no test that determines whether someone has a concussion, there are signs and symptoms.
Very typically, for example, a person will report headache or dizziness, a little sick to their stomach, and they may be confused. Only about 10% of athletes actually lose consciousness. So losing consciousness with a concussion is actually unusual. More common is that the person doesn't remember everything that happened around the time of the injury. We call that post-traumatic amnesia.
If managed properly, there can be a good outcome from a concussion. That means getting off the field right away and taking it easy. And when it comes to getting an athlete back on the field, Rieger has a regimen he suggests.
So we'll have them take a jog. How do you feel? We'll come back tomorrow. Now tomorrow I'm going to have you take a jog and I'm going to have you dribble the soccer ball while you're... So I get a little mental concentration and balance going there. Do that for a little bit. How do you feel? Good? All right. Come back tomorrow. Now we'll do a little bit more and so on until we've satisfied ourselves that they're really ready to go back to play.
Even if students are fine, though, after that first concussion, doctors are now more worried than ever before about the cumulative effect of these brain injuries. Rieger says there's more research being done on it, with tests showing people, for example, with three concussions doing worse on cognitive tests than those with no concussions at all. And the thing is...
Now, a bunch of those people with three concussions might not be complaining of anything. They might be functioning perfectly normal. But the chances of having some symptoms that don't go away, that interfere with your life, more frequent headaches, sleep problems, memory problems, concentration problems, depression, the risks of those kinds of problems does seem to increase with increasing numbers of concussions.
And depending on the severity, it can take a long time to get over a concussion.
In some cases, symptoms can last for weeks, for months, or even for longer than a year.
That was the case for Fayetteville teen Caroline Tangoran, who suffered through multiple concussions while playing lacrosse and being on cheerleading teams. And she says one of the hardest things with a concussion is that you look fine, but still suffer the headaches, the dizziness, the nausea, the fatigue, which led to problems for her socially.
With my friends, no one really understood sort of the pain I was in or like... Going near my head, pretending, you know, to hit my head was not funny.
Rieger supports the recently signed law in New York State that requires school districts to create concussion management programs. Among other things, the Concussion Management and Awareness Act will force schools to immediately pull any athlete off the field after a suspected concussion. And it requires those athletes to get medical clearance before returning to the playing field. New York's law would also require coaches, gym teachers, school nurses, and athletic trainers to undergo concussion training. The law only covers school sports, and therein lies the rub, according to Rieger. Things like Pop Warner football and recreational soccer or lacrosse leagues aren't covered.
In general, in club sports, there are lower requirements for coach education, either about the sport or about safety in general. So while I applaud the bill at the high school level or at the school for school sports, I still think we have some work to do regarding the same protections for club sport and youth sport athletes as well.
Tomorrow, what one Pop Warner league is doing about concussions. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.